Welcome to the prompt by Kuro House, your daily AI update. Today we're diving into some big moves in AI pricing, service hiccups, and the evolving landscape of AI-generated content. Let's jump right in. First up, Microsoft's GitHub Copilot just shook things up with major pricing changes that some are calling the tokenpocalypse. TechCrunch covered this story, highlighting how the shift from flat rates to per-token charges could ripple across the AI industry. With AI companies like Anthropic preparing for IPOs, we're likely to see more price hikes and usage limits as they try to balance costs and customer demand. Sean O'Kane from TechCrunch wondered if AI labs can reduce costs enough to meet customer spending appetite, but it's clear that the era of cheap AI might be ending. This change could force AI companies to transform their business models significantly, just like Uber had to do to reach profitability. Next, Notion's integration with Anthropic's AI models hit a snag over the weekend, causing degraded performance for users. TechCrunch reported that Notion temporarily disabled all Anthropic models in its AI tool due to this disruption. Thankfully, within about 12 hours, Notion restored access and an Anthropic spokesperson confirmed the issue was a brief infrastructure problem now resolved. Max Scherning, Notion's head of product, called the outage a normal hiccup that can happen to any tech company, reminding us that even leading AI services face these challenges. OpenAI is gearing up to launch a revamped ChatGPT described as a super app, combining coding tools and AI agents. The Financial Times shared that this move aims to compete more directly with Anthropic and push OpenAI closer to profitability ahead of a potential IPO. OpenAI plans to funnel free users into paid products like their coding assistant, Codex, shifting away from standalone apps like their video generator Sora. Thibaut Sertiel, leading product development, envisions a personal AI agent helping users across all aspects of life, personal and professional. The Verge recently explored how AI-generated content creators are becoming harder to spot on social media. Early AI influences were obviously artificial, but now many blend seamlessly with real users, making detection tricky. These AI personas are often run by agencies or individuals selling courses to create more AI influences, fueling a booming market. Platforms have policies for AI content but struggle to regulate AI personas themselves, leaving a gray area that's rapidly expanding. Experts warn this could impact social media's future if fake accounts overwhelm genuine human interaction. Finally, Meta tested an AI-generated clickbait news feed inside its standalone AI app, but the results were, well, questionable. The Verge's report showed the feed served AI-written articles on topics tailored to users, but with little substance and sometimes bizarre or inaccurate content. Images of public figures were often distorted or duplicated, and there was no clear labeling that the content was AI-generated. Meta confirmed this was a limited test and announced it won't continue with the feature, but the experiment raises questions about AI's role in news and misinformation. So, AI is evolving fast, but with that speed comes growing pains and tough questions about cost, trust, and authenticity. From pricing shakeups to AI personas blending into our feeds, the landscape is shifting beneath our feet. We'll keep watching these stories unfold and bring you the latest insights right here on The Prompt by Kuro House. Thanks for listening, and see you tomorrow.